Welcome to Resilient Love Podcast.
Join hosts Quentin and Brianna as they discuss tips on love, life, and
business.
Let's get into this next episode. What's up, everybody?
What's up,
everybody?
We are back with another episode of Resilient Love. And today's topic, resilient love is not blind.
We're
not blind.
Resilient love with a twist today.
Yeah, we're going to pull out our gold goblins. I mean, goblets. We're going to talk about Love is Blind. There is a trending scene from Love is Blind that we want to address today, and we're going to do that by playing a clip.
And just if you're not familiar with Love is Blind, catch it on Netflix, and this will sum it all up.
So here we go. We're going to take a moment, and we're going to play the clip.
Okay.
With the marriage.
Okay.
Is it sacred?
Mm-hmm.
Do you honor? He struggles with that. And all of those emotions and twisted feelings, he took that to the altar. And a lot of that stems from things that you have to explain and then apologize. Don't make excuses. Just apologize so that closure can be had. But the marriage thing, the commitment, he struggles with that. He's like, I know you stayed, Mom, but there's things that I saw that I should not have saw or been in a position, you know. And kids, when they grow up and they see things, it's like, you know, is marriage for real? Or is marriage something that you get into and you lie and you deceive? And he took a lot of that to the altar with his decision.
Here's the thing too, Rita. I didn't necessarily have the best role models in my life.
I know.
You know, I can't ever remember my father ever being a part of my life. And
listen, I've always told you I forgave her, but there are things that had came out in the end that I did not know about until this experience. I was hurt. Again, I'm divorced from you, but things that he shared with me that I did not know. So that's why I'm saying he took a lot on his back. And although we came from broken families, that doesn't mean that we have to pass on that brokenness to our kids.
Absolutely. Stop the bleeding, stop the cycle.
Right. Your past and things that you witness is part of your DNA, it's part of your inside. And if you don't get freaking help, you bring that shit into the next thing. So the fact that he did this process, he wants to be in a long-term relationship. He wants that.
Tell him, meet somebody like you.
Huh?
I met you, you know, tell him, meet somebody like his mom.
Yeah, but you met me, but you wasn't good to me.
You met me, but you were not good to me. And that is something that we wanted to talk about today. We want to talk about how you meet somebody, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the one. And there's a lot of layers to this particular scene. Not just with the parents talking, but the lead up to the parents talking is when actually the two people in question were at the altar and they were basically getting ready to share their answer of their I do's. And it was actually Clay and AD. They were getting ready to share their I do's and, you know, AD said yes. And Clay said, and I let me quote it correctly, coming from Yahoo Entertainment or Yoohoo Entertainment. It says that essentially AD said, I do. And Clay said he couldn't meet her there. He said, AD, I love you. I don't think it's responsible for me to say I do. I know fully I'm not ready for marriage. What are your thoughts?
I guess I'm at a first thoughts are just, you knew this before you went down this aisle. Mm-hmm. You had to. You knew that. I mean, maybe I give you a break. I cut you some slack in the pods. But
once you came out the pods.
Once you came out the pods, I mean, bro, you had a chance to just not put on the suit and say, okay. But again, we have to realize this is reality TV. So whatever his choice was, maybe he really, really, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he really was ready. And a lot of thoughts begin to flutter when you jump, when you're about to jump the broom.
Right.
A lot of past things begin to flutter. So, and I guess I can't speak on it because we did premarital counseling, even some of my past, just your childhood. Your childhood mm-hmm. has a very big effect on marriage and relationship, even in the dating phase, but particularly
once you say go down the aisle, preparing to go down the aisle.
So I really do get him. I am kind of his story. I'm not gonna say all of it, but I've seen things as a kid, and you just take on a lot, and it's like I feel bad for him on one hand, but on a responsibility perspective, you knew you won't. But I can understand where he's at because
the tug of war
in his mm-hmm. mind, his heart
and
really
emotions, yeah.
wants to be that guy.
Yes.
But his past won't quite allow him to walk the fullness thereof.
I feel that. And I think like the biggest thing here is dealing with your trauma mm-hmm. before it creates drama. Mm. That's what I really want us to catch from this scene. I understand that it has now been a year since they've done this. Mm-hmm. And so now everything is coming to light, but I want us all to take a moment and honestly assess our past so that it won't affect our present.
And our future.
And our future.
Which could be, in this case scenario, our children. Like,
yes.
Whatever we do today affects our children. This is a very...
The generations.
This is a prime example.
Yeah. Like, I mean... Everything you guys saw in that clip is honestly what the world has seen. That was a clip that was cut and produced by, of course, Love is Blind, which is through Netflix. But I want everybody to also assess the other caveat. We did not go into AD's response. And just for clarification, AD is Amber Desiree Smith. And so AD actually shared a comment after that. It says, after saying no at the altar, Clay approached AD in her dressing room to try to further explain why he wasn't ready to get married and that his decision was a last minute game time decision. AD said she felt like a sacrifice who was used on his journey of self-actualization. In her own camera interview, she said, she didn't regret saying I do, but she didn't plan on continuing to date him despite his interests. So I wanted, again, appreciating Yahoo Entertainment or Y Entertainment. Thank you so much for the article. And we will have the article in the description. But I wanted to highlight that her side of the response, because for her, she was literally saying, I want to be a wife. I want to be his wife. I'm ready for this next chapter. I went through this process of Love is Blind with the idea or the mindset to be able to love fully once we get face to face, to go forward in this life once we get face to face. And you're telling me you get it now. Let me give y'all an educational moment. I teach my children the triangle. It's called Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs. And in that triangle, the top of the triangle is actually where it says self-actualization. At the bottom of the triangle is your basic needs, like as long as you have food, water, shelter. Then you go into safety and security. Then you go into love and belonging. Then you go into self-esteem and then self-actualization. And so for him, he had reached every level except self-actualization, right? Because that's how you know you have become this like new version of yourself based on this theory. And so I give you the breakdown to say in a marriage, in life, in dating, you will have self-actualization moments through your spouse, through the person that you're with. You know, as Quentin and I were preparing for this episode, one of the comments that he shared, and I'll let him go into it in a second, was you're not fully there. Even when we went through premarital counseling, there were still some levels of layers that had to get revealed.
I mean, really, that's why I can say I relate to Clay. Clay is like a lot of men. A grown man in body, but in spirit and heart, a broken boy. And I agree with his mom. His mom is the sounding board right now, the most sound voice. And it's raw, but it's needed. It's truth. We're usually in particularly Black culture, we are taught this one phrase in childhood. It's, you know, I don't know about this future generation, but definitely us past, which is this term called house business. And I understand house business. I respect it. I understand house business, but there's a fine line. The problem comes in when house business is not dealt with, and then it becomes trash and it spills out into the street anyway. So what you tried to contain in the house is spilling out in the street because it wasn't communicated, wasn't talked about. It was just done and moved on. That's most of the times what's happening. So there's things that happen that you don't quite understand as a child, or you shouldn't see, as he said, or. And unless somebody actually explains that to you, I don't care if it is a grown man, there's still a question mark in that period, in that stamp of life. Just like when you rewind, in that stamp of life, there's a question mark.
Right.
That has not been resolved. So, you know, this is really a moment, a teachable moment, where I urge sons as well as fathers both to actually come together and talk about things not talked about. There's some things in my family I don't know. Particularly, you know, I don't know a whole lot about my dad's dad. My uncles I know a lot about, and they help be the undergird.
They fill in the gap.
Right. And he was, of course, gone before I was born, I think, but fact remains, I don't know a lot about him. Not enough. And we, in order to create better cycles, we got to know past cycles. Because you can't begin to help rewrite a better version of a book that's already been written unless you know the old scribes.
I like that. Yeah, we have to break the cycle, break the system. Just as another key point with AD's response from a woman's perspective, you know, AD went into this with a mindset of, I'm going to commit. And this is another moment where in society, the man is not committing. This is another moment in society where the woman is acknowledging the issue, going back to the clip, Clay's mother acknowledging the issue. His father is literally brushing off the issue on, well, I didn't have it either. So again, from a woman's perspective, the woman is like, I'm going to push through. I know you're not the best. You're not in the best place, but I'm going to push through. I know, you know, you share some stuff about your dad, but we're going to push through. And then at the altar, Clay says no. And for her, that's why the term sacrifice was utilized. Because for her, it's like, I gave up myself. I came into this process with a committed mindset. And you use me to get your revelation. Yeah. So now the next woman is going to benefit from your revelation. Now this is talking from flesh. I'm keeping it fleshly. This is not spirit. This flesh. Because your flesh is weak. And your flesh is like, I can't believe this man stood in front of me. We went through this 6-8 week process just to tell me, no, I knew you had issues. You knew I had issues, but you said no. That's your flesh, but that's real. I'm just keeping it real. And so a lot of women around the world were really hurt. Like, how does man do this?
Question though, and this is a question for you, question for the audience.
Yeah.
Because it's like I see both sides, and this is where I have to, I see where literally a judge has to really go in their chambers and make a final decision, like family court. Like, yeah. This is really hard. Like, it's not like this is a terrible father. This mother is just, whoo. It's really two broken people trying to find their way back to wholeness.
Yeah.
And so my question is, ultimately, does Clay get a point or a point of respect or a little bit more for not marrying her when he knew he wasn't ready?
Oh, yeah.
And I say that in a way where at least he was responsible enough to.
And he said that. That was the quote.
So we gotta be honest, at least.
Right. But I was telling them her initial response. I'm sure been a year later. It's been a year now. So I'm sure, and we didn't watch reunion, so we're coming off of just this clip. Mm-hmm. But from just this clip, our thoughts are this. Number one, from a woman's perspective, AD came in with a committed mindset. Number two, AD understood that he had some stuff he was still working through. She understood that I wouldn't learn him in 8 weeks. I wouldn't learn the complete Clay in 8 weeks. And she was willing to take the risk. That's where the Love is Blind experience. And I know I sound a little excited, guys. Forgive me for those with your headphones in. But I understand why, as viewers, mm-hmm. we're entertained, but this is her real life. Real life, she wanted to get married. I can't speak for, I can't even speak completely to her thought process, but I can say this, she truly wanted it.
It's every, I'm not going to say every, but most.
Yeah.
It's most girls' dream to see marriage, like marriage.
To be kids. Married. Like, yeah.
We have this
the American dream,
the idea of, yeah. you know, we were that white picket fence type thing.
Correct.
We want the kids. We want the house, you know.
And Clay, in this time, what did you call it earlier? This time stamp of life. Mm-hmm. In this time stamp that we witnessed, he hindered her again.
Yeah.
Right. And so,
but
and
he I'm a, saved her in a way.
And he said, well, that's
from,
true.
From more hurt, from more trauma.
Right. But one comment that was circulating, and I cannot confirm or deny if this comment was actually said, but one comment that was circulating was like, when will it be me?
Or when will I be enough?
When will I be enough? Like that comment was circulating. When will I be enough?
From an AD perspective.
AD perspective. And it's just like women who are listening to me right now, you We all, I know we want to operate in confidence and hold our head up high and do what we need to do. But ladies, if we real, I want you to drop it in the comments when you see this. Like that, you've had a real moment where you said, well, when will it be me? When will it be me? So I'm telling you guys, I'm a little hype about this because I do appreciate Quentin's comment. Like, okay, he did say no. So that spared her from the other trauma that could have come from the yes. Right.
But I can't just disregard that this you but get this, down the aisle and you kind of destroy her dream. She's not going home or turning off the TV like us going to bed. Like, man, that show.
That's messed up. Like, no, it's like, bro, I'm still hurt. Like, you know, I pray she's in a better headspace. Yeah. But from that time stamp, it's like, yo.
And it's risky.
It's a risky situation. When
you
do an
experiment like this, you get your feelings involved. I will say this, though.
Go ahead.
Pay attention to the before scenes, before we led up to this. Catch the flag. There was a point where Clay got real hype. Mm-hmm. He got real froggy, got deep in his throat, like he started sounding like Ike Turner. And it was when the other gentleman was interested in AD, but he was also trying to play both sides of the fence with the other young lady.
Mm.
But Clay felt some type of way because out of anybody you could talk to or even have a peek of interest in, this guy?
Yeah. So that's the one.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, that's the thing. As a viewer, that's the other benefit / unfortunate aspect to this experiment, because we see what he's doing when he leaves the room. She doesn't. So that point Quentin is making is very key, because there are a lot of things that took place prior to him asking, or I'm going to keep it 100% with y'all.
But you even said it. You said it. You said, wow, like he really just, he switched his, they were in the pod together, Clay and AD. And she actually expressed that she was interested in somebody else, but she got hurt.
Yeah.
And he came back like a ball of fire, because you were surprised, like, oh, he flipped got flipped.
Yeah.
So it was just very interesting to see how he was very, playful and care,
he just flipped.
Yeah, I would say he to me is like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air character
for sure.
And then he switched when he felt like, oh, you was willing to talk to him and not me.
So then Philly come out, right? But you guys, listen, this scene is something that we want you to know. Resilient love is not blind. Resilient love is very clear and understanding that we all have dealt with some level of trauma, some level of, insecurities. I know for me personally, it stemmed from being overweight, some of my insecurities. And so I had to rethink, reevaluate, reassess, begin to affirm through the word of God, through prayer, through my own self awareness. Like, you are beautiful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I had to declare that over my life and not allow myself to fall trapped to the thoughts, because those thoughts are real. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm saying to you all from the woman's perspective, that for AD, as beautiful as she is, as wonderful in all the aspects of her character that she has, it was a moment where it was like, when will it be me? Like, when will I be enough? Like, what did I do in this situation that I couldn't get a yes? Everything leading up to this moment was a yes. Mm-hmm. I even asked the man and he was like, yes. So to get in front of my family, my friends, this whole experiment to close out with a no. I know we've heard no's on other episodes, y'all, but this one
hit a little.
This no hit in the core.
And because the parents were there to actually, well, I'm not going to say Yes, Cher, but the mother really was
the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She put a stake in the ground. She said, enough is enough.
Yeah, we gotta address this. This was a societal address.
But I will say, sadly,
yeah,
as men, and I say it as a collective, mm-hmm. we have to step it up. Because it's always, looking at Clay's mother, it's always the woman putting a stake in the ground and saying enough is enough most times versus the man. Mm-hmm. And we are supposed to be the leader.
Yep.
We're supposed to help set the foundation, the vision for the house. And it's just turning into culturally, you know, we see it a lot. Mm-hmm. Moms being mom and dad, and even to the point where some moms are getting Father's Day, you know? So it's just like, as men, this just shows that
yeah.
men, fathers, sons, we have to communicate, talk, and step it up.
Yeah, we got to step it up. This is a clarion call from Resilient Love that we have to step it up. Women, we have to step it up too, right? I mean, because Quentin made a valid point, and I'm going to go back to it, and we're going to close this out. AD saw the signs because she even cried in the pause or got a little teary-eyed like, he really asked me that? But see, as women, it's like, but he has these qualities, so I deal with the slight disrespect. It's like, nah, we don't slight anything. It's 100% or nothing at all. Like, and so I'm not saying, oh, well, she deserved it. No, no, no. I'm just saying, women, I'm talking to you now. We have to be responsible for the outcome. We have to take responsibility for the outcome. We love to say, well, he cheated. He died. He said no. We have to take responsibility for our hand. And there are times where the woman had absolutely nothing to do with it. And that's true. But women, take responsibility for the red flags. Take responsibility for the times where he did show you something crazy and you was like, you play too much. Uh-uh, no, he's serious. So listen, we're not going to be blind. Love is not blind. Love is very clear. It's 20/20 vision. If they love you, it's evident. There's no guessing. So going into 24, as we continue forward in this year, and whenever you hear this episode, whatever time stamp you hear this episode, we are not going to be blind to the sign. Do not be blind to the sign. Do not take flags as a carnival. This is real life. Yeah. We were entertained.
Yeah.
But this is a real life moment for those individuals. That mother, she gave the whole world a teachable moment. Deal with it, apologize, and let's heal for real. Look, we could go on and on just off that yeah. clip.
That was a good clip.
But we love y'all, and we want you to be healed for real, okay? And going into this next season of your life, be healed for real. If you are dating right now, go into the dating healed for real. Deal with your issues. Deal with your triggers for real. Deal with your trauma for real.
And attack. And when I say attack, I mean deal with. Deal with the trauma before it becomes drama.
Yeah. That's it. We love y'all. This has been another episode of Resilient Love.